This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On today's Live Feed, we are talking with Ryan Mingoni, a solo musician with an eclectic style of music ranging from folk to blues. Ryan recently joined us in the studio to talk about his music and play some of his songs. This is Adam Lush, and you're listening to the Live Feed on KQAL 89.5 FM.
Hey, my name is Ryan Mingoni. I live here in Winona, and I am a solo artist. I've played with bands before, but most recently I've been doing some solo stuff, and I play many instruments, but for today I'll be playing ukulele and piano for you.
All right, so how did you get started in music, and what instruments did you start playing?
Well, I've really been into music since I was a little kid. It's always been kind of an impulse or just something that I really loved, just to play music. And I'd say I started with keyboard. I had some piano lessons when I was younger, but I would just kind of have the teacher play the music, and I would just copy what she was doing and pretend to read the music. So I kind of taught myself by ear, and rather than just reading music. So I play by ear. I teach myself any instruments I get my hands on. So I just thought ukulele and piano would be good ones to bring here today to the KQAL studio.
All right, and can you kind of describe maybe a sound that you're going for, not necessarily for every song, but an overall sound?
I wouldn't say I am going for an overall sound. My taste in music is so eclectic that I would just want my music to be that eclectic. It's all over the place. I love everything. I try to play everything. I guess I'll play a song for you now. This is called The Tale of Tom Cat, and this was a song that was written with a band called the TS Express that I used to play with, and yeah, we had some good times, and I still play those songs.
All right, let's hear it.
Yep. Way down south, past the border, past old Texas and way past Florida, I knew a man with a wooden arm and a thousand sailors' charm. He loved the sea, but he liked the land, and he always shook with his left hand. His grip was tight and his voice was calm, and we all called him Tom. He always had a story when he comes back from sea. If I could go along, you'd be hearing them from me. He only sails alone, takes everything he's got. Good thing he don't got a lot. His mustache is feared by gods and crooks. It's on his lips and in history books. It can't be shaved by a mortal's hand. It's the greatest in all the land. I helped him tie the ropes, pushed him from the pier. Not sure if he's coming back or if he was ever here. Daddy don't believe me, and neither do my moms. All they know is that we call him Tom.
All right, thank you. So let's talk about the lyrics to that, because it's very upbeat and you know, obviously a comical, lyrical.
Yeah, it's actually kind of a funny story about that song. We wrote that about our friend's dad, Tom, nicknamed Tomcat, but he's just a very interesting fellow. The song really doesn't have much truth to it. It was all kind of lore that we made up about our friend's dad, but he does have a pretty legendary mustache. So.
Well, yeah. That's perfect. How do you usually go about writing songs? Do you just kind of think of an idea and just go with it, pretty much?
Yeah, sometimes it'll all come from one line. You just think of one line to the song, and the rest just comes. But all the best songs I've written, it hasn't been a tough process. It's just been natural.
Mm-hmm.
So it just feels right.
And do you usually go for the lighthearted music, or do you have some slower stuff, too?
I do have some deeper kind of stuff rather than just the lighthearted stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'll play one actually for you on piano. This is actually more of a blues genre, so not quite like The Tale of Tom Cat.
All right.
Mm-hmm. You're cold as a storm.
Yeah, I like that. I like the ending. That's cool.
Thank you.
When you wrote that song, what kind of inspired you to do that, or any kind of musicians that you took inspiration from?
Just blues in general. The whole history of blues is amazing, and to me, it's a music that just comes right from the soul. It's not something that I sit and write the lyrics out or anything. It's just that is the most raw form of like soul that you can put into music, and I just love it.
So have you played any shows or got any recordings, anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I've done amateur recording for fun and just making albums for fun. And I play some little venues. But really, I just like to play for myself. Anytime that I'm making this broadcast right now, just kind of to share in the fun that I have in music and just what I love about it. So hopefully other people can hear that and take something positive out of it too. So yeah, it's mostly just I play for myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what is the difference between playing by yourself and like playing with a band? Because there's obviously some.
For me, nothing. Just because when I'm playing with a band, it's the same, the same personal sense of joy that I get. But there's also an added camaraderie and a fuller sound when you're playing with a band. So that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
But there's something to be said about just you and your own pure form of music, I think.
Mm-hmm. For sure. So what usually inspires you to write songs, where do you get your ideas from and how do you build up to a song?
Well, it's a fun activity. It's like when I'm bored on a Saturday afternoon, I have nothing going on. And one thing that really feeds into my songwriting is coffee. I don't drink coffee every day, but it is something I love. And it really, really helps me get going with my music and inspire me. I wrote a song about coffee that is... To me, playing this song is like drinking a cup of coffee. It just wakes me up, and I think it's a fun song, so I'm going to play it for you.
All right.
Coffee tables. I want my coffee in the form of pastime, cause I'm trembling still. And if I don't get my coffee before 9 o'clock, you better get the stretcher ready for the Eva and she will drive. Oh, 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 sweet warm baby girl, you're the best brown drug in the whole blue world. My heart's exploding, my brain is seizing, my cup is ready and the beans are squeezing. If I had a cup of coffee for each time that the days move fast and the weeks flew by, they do, and I do drink coffee every day. Listen to the youth, you can hear me say, bitter beans so hard, woman, stimulating and habit forming, heavy drug, oh so legal, rings on America's coffee tables. So everybody raise a hot, hot cup to keeping your mind awake and your spirits up. Everybody drink it slowly down and turn that something like an S-curve into an upside down frown. There's only one thing that I want when I wake up before 10 minutes later when I really wake up. Before I've had my cup, my warm pick-me-up, pour another cup of that sweet hot stuff.
I just want some coffee now.
Yeah. Yep.
So, do you think there's a certain advantage to making songs like that, where people can, you know, easily relate to it and have a, you know, a comical view about it, really?
Yeah, it's something that's pretty straightforward in its lyrics, and I like that people can relate to it. But there's also something to be said about lyrics that are really kind of distant and out there, and it's like a puzzle that you have to make something of. But I mean, that song, even without the lyrics, to me, it sounds like coffee. It's like just this crazy energetic song, yeah, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, so what do you kind of hope to do in the future with your music? Do you just want to play for yourself, or? Yeah,
I mean, I just want to keep playing, really. Mm-hmm. If I keep playing solo, that's fine with me, but I'm thinking about starting a new music project whenever I leave Winona and get to a place where I'm going to be for a couple of years. I'm thinking about getting some musicians together, because that's always fun.
Yeah, try to get a group of guys together and see what happens.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'll play another song or two for you.
Yeah,
sure. Here's another Uke song. This one's not quite as... It's energetic, I'd say, but it's not quite as goofy. It has some more serious subject matter.
Okay.
And I've recorded this one with synth and multiple layers, but I like the acoustic, too. Playing ukulele's fun for me, because it's a very modest instrument, and it's very dependent on the songwriting and the lyrics and just the basics. It just breaks down the song to the basic elements.
Do you think playing just straight acoustic is so much more raw than other stuff? And it's
yeah, I think so, definitely. But of course, it's not the only way. I love most music. All right. This is actually two songs I wrote that mash together pretty well.
Just as real as the outside.
altered state, in the altered state.
So we've talked before, Ryan, and you told me this summer you went to a festival, a music festival. Can you tell us about that? And how was that?
Yeah, I went to All Good Festival in Thornville, Ohio. That was a blast. So many good bands there. There was a lot to comprehend for a couple of days. It was like we saw the Flaming Lips and Yonder Mountain String Band. A couple guys from the Grateful Dead were there. Lotus. It was awesome. I had a blast.
Yeah, what is it like going to, because I haven't yet been to a big concert, and you know, what is the feeling just to walk around and have so much great music?
It's really cool. It's inspiring. You take a lot home from it, and yeah, it's a great experience, and you camp out with your friends, so yeah, it's a good, very good time.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, I'll definitely have to get to a festival here sooner or later. You got any more songs for us?
Yeah, I could play some more songs for you. This is a song I wrote many years ago, like my freshman year in college, and it's a wonder I still remember it without it even being written down or anything. The best way I could describe it is to play for you.
Gotcha.
So let's dye our hair and go get a tan, 'cause imagination land is a scam. Yeah, the world is getting smaller and my mind keeps getting bigger. No, it's never gonna stop, never gonna stop, never gonna stop. I had a little too much fun with that idea.
Yeah, I like it. All right, so you go here to Winona State, and you are an art education major, right?
Yes.
Can you kind of describe how you feel, you know, the relationship to art and music? What is that?
Oh, it's completely homogeneous. Art and music are the same thing, to me at least. I mean, I have a pluralistic view on art, meaning, you know, I think there's many, many things that can be considered art, so it is not far-fetched at all for me to lump music in there, and it's definitely part of my artistic expression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have any songs that kind of play on the artistic side?
I wouldn't say that, but I do. Since I'm an art education major, I work with elementary school kids at the moment. I'm doing student teaching, and it's great. I'm having a great time. So I wrote an educational song about the elements of art. Really, honestly, looking back on it, it kind of helped me remember the elements of art.
Yeah. Have you played any songs for your students yet? Or
I have not, but I think maybe once I'm a teacher,
more established,
maybe when I have tenure or something.
There you go.
But play I'll play that song.
All right.
Maybe you'll learn something.
Yeah, I'm sure. I probably will.
The elements of art, the elements of art. These little things make an artist smart. Texture, line, and form. Color, space, and tone. Size, and shape. Texture shows if it's bumpy or smooth, and you can use any color you choose. Size does matter, big or small, and lines can be short or tall. The elements of art, the elements of art, these little things make an artist smart. Texture, line and form, color, space and tone, size and shape. Tone is shading light to dark, and shape is a shape like a square or an arc. A shape plus tone is a form in 3D, and space is all around you and me. The elements of art, the elements of art, these little things make an artist smart. Texture, line and form, color, space and tone, size and shape. There's a little nice little educational thing for you.
I learned a lot. I feel like I could be an art major now.
All right, there you go. You also need to learn how to splatter paint now.
Oh, okay. All right, that sounds fun. We can do that. Yeah, I feel like you should just make a whole educational album and just sell it to kids.
Yeah, I would. I could. There's a band I love called They Might Be Giants, who I've been listening to since I was a child. But they make adult music mostly. But yeah, they make children's albums, and their music is just, it's so creative. It just redefined what children's music is, because adults love it too. It's mm-hmm. just good music. But I think I'll play one more song for you.
All right.
This is a little love song. No singer-songwriter goes without having a love song.
Exactly.
I actually just wrote this a couple days ago. Not every song has a subject. Not every girl has a guy. And somewhere out there's a skateboard with no wheels, and a skater with no skateboard to ride. And if I said this song was about you, you'd think that I was telling a lie. But the funny thing about it is the thing for me is that everything's about you in my mind. For instance, pizza and the sunset make you happy, and music makes you wiggle in your shoes. And maybe the reason that I'm singing right now is to maybe ease away some of your blues. Lately all the stars have shone upon your face. I no longer have a need to look in space. And if I said this song was over, that would only be half of the truth. 'Cause as long as I've got fingers and a uke to pick, I'd play it again, I would play it again, you know I would play it again just for you. Okay, that's it.
All right, you got anything else you want to add? Any Facebook page or anything like that? Or
I do have a Facebook page. It's just Ryan Mingoni. It's just my name. I just use this to contact musicians. So if anybody in Winona wants to play some music, if you want me to play for you, which is strange, but you know, if you just want to get anything together or want me to open for your band, I'd love to open for any band. You know, I just love any opportunity to play music, so just let me know. And, yeah, keep being awesome, Winona.
Yeah, there you go. All right, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Ryan Mingoni for stopping by and playing his music for us. You've been listening to The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.